Hello everybody, welcome back to Daf Hashavua Ksubis, Daf Ayin Dalet. And we're going to begin at Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph on the top of the Amud. How many lines down? About seven lines down. Itmar Nami. Amar Avach Abar Yaakov Amar Rav Yochanan. A Mikash Al Tanai Boal. If someone's Mikash Al Tanai and then he's boiled, the Rekha and it's Yochim and a get, you don't need a get because I guess it's Toys Yishachas and it's Mikash Al Tanai. So it's bottle. Esrei Rav Achabreid Rav Ika Bar Achte Chalitza Mutas Ksheira. So Chalitza Mutas, if you made a mistake, it's still kosher, it's still good Chalitza. Ezi Chalitza Mutas. Amar Shlakish Kol Shem Le Chalitz Blot Bekach Hatakensi. Tell them, do a Chalitza, and that's actually the way you marry her. So you're tricking him, and it works. Amar Rav Yechonam Ani Sheina Beinchin Ischavin Huvelin Ischavin Nehi. Whether it was whoever's missing kavana, so whether he was mechaven and she wasn't, ben she's chaven, he was chaven, who, or she wasn't, she was mechaven and he wasn't, chalitza sepsula. It's possible actually chaven ushtehem. So they both had to be mechaven for chalitza, adam or chalitza sekshera. And you're saying when you trick them this way, the chalitza is kosher? It's not. Alam Rav Yechanan, kal shayim le chalitza amanah shetit lecha mesayim zuz. Be chalitz al tanai, and she'll give you 200 zuz. Al makivin david ma'isam, chuli achalitz tanai. So why don't you have to give the 200 zuz over there? So the assumption is because once you do the ma'isa, you're av chalitz, you're meichel the tanai. Hachanai makivin the baal chuli achalitz tanai. Once you're baal, you're meichel the tanai. Amalei bar bi rav shag b'kar. Amrit, you think you're saying good? Mechti. Kol tanai meichel gamrinon. Where do we learn every tanai from? Tanai b'nei gadav b'nei ruven. From tanai b'nei gadav b'nei ruven. Also in kedushin. We learn from the Tanai Moshe Rabbeinu made with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. We learn all the halachas of Tanai from there. So Tanai, the Eshel Kli Ma'al Deshliach Ki Hasam. Only a Tanai that could be Miskai Ma'al Deshliach, like over there, Havi Tanai, Tanai, there, it's when the Tanai is a Tanai. So over there, they could have sent other people to fight in their place. The Le Eshel Kli Ma'al Deshliach, but if it's not possible to Miskai Ma'al Deshliach Ki Hasam, like by Bnei Gad and Reuven, Lo Havi Tanai, it's not a Tanai. So over here, Chalitza cannot be done Ma'al Deshliach. There's no Shlichas on Chalitza. And since it's no shlichus chalitza, he can't make it tonight either. Achorinim explained. Rabbi Chanan has an arichus about this. He explains that the yisoid is because it's a different kind of chalitza. It's a chalitza. You do a ma'isa, but you don't actually make the chalitza. Once you do the ma'isa, the chalitza happens on its own. So you don't have a bailus on the chalitza. And memela, that's why you can't make shliach or memela can't make it tonight either. Perek demar b'habiyad le'ash l'kuma de shliach. Bia is something that you can't do with a shliach, obviously. Ki hasam v'habak ha'vitanah, but you can make a tanai in bia if you're mekadosh with a bia al tanai. Hasam yishum diski shavai sadai. That's because there's a hakish between the different ways of being mekadosh and isha, so they all have this halacha of tanai. Amar av ulo bar abba, amar ulo, amar av lazer, mekadosh b'milva baal. So if you're mekadosh b'milva, which doesn't work, but then you're baal al tanai, or the R case, which is tanai ubaal. And or bepasim shavapruta, which doesn't work, and ba'al de rekhal tzrichim en a get. In all these cases, the bia supersedes the kedushin that didn't work, and you need a get. Amrav Yosef bar Abba, Amrav Menachem, Amrav Ami. Hamikash bepasim shavapruta, ba'al tzrichim en a get. Only bepasim shavapruta, it's tzrichim en a get. But ba'al de loytai, because that everybody knows doesn't work. Abba b'hanachtai, the other two, milva and tanai, they may think that it still works, and therefore, you don't need to get. Amarav, they rely on the kedushin. Amarav kahana mishmei deula mikash al tanai b'al tzrichim en get. You do need to get because this the bia overrides. Says how you might have a leh makayv yecham lo etzia b'le get and lafukim b'had tahay tana and this lafukim from this tana the amrav yudah mashmal mashim rabbi shmal hila nispasa asura. If she wasn't forced, then she's asur. Ha nispasa mataras, but if she was forced, she's mutar. But Hezachat Charis is another woman. Even though she wasn't forced, Mutaris, she is Mutar. Vezuzuz, she is she Kedusha Tayas. But the Kedushin turned out to be a Tayas. Shafil of Vinam Murkaval Ksefa, even if she has a child, she can just leave and she doesn't need a get. So this is because he calls the Bia doesn't override. Okay, we just turn the page. Turn around. So if there was a kedushin al tanai, and then that no nedarim, and then she went to chacham and she was matan nedarim mukadeshes. Etzel reife rifulov was amanas that she doesn't have mumin, and she went to a reife and he healed her from a mumin and a mukadesh. She's not mukadeshes. Mabin Chacham L'Roife. What's the difference between Chacham and L'Roife? Chacham Oike is a neder meikaroi. The Chacham is Oike the neder from originally, so retroactively it was not a neder, so it turns out the condition was good. Roife ain't a merape el mekam laba. The Roife only does a refuah from mekam laba. We have another bris that says the chacham also doesn't work, even though it's retroactive. Amurabba lekasha harivi meir ha rebbe lazer harivi meir the amar adam reisish tisbaz yishu bebezin. Meir holds that a person doesn't mind that his wife has to go to bezin and get a chacham to be eiker his neder, so it's not a bitul hatnai. Harav lazer adam eidam reisish tisbaz yishu bebezin. A person doesn't want his wife to become mavuzin and bezin to have to go and get her neder neikar. So therefore, when he made the tnai, I'm not saying the chanedarim, it included that. And likewise, you can't go to a Bezdin and get it undone, because that's still a bitl hatnai, because that was not my ratzin that you should have to go, I mean, this Bazin and Bezdin. Mahi, what's the makar for this machlaikis? It's not. Mishnah says, Amaitzi shishmishim neder, if someone is Megarish's wife because she had made nedarim, lo yachzir, you're now allowed to take her back, ever. Shem Rav, Megarish, because she got a bad name, people went to Shem Rav about her, like, asking, I'll take her back. So Gemara says, Rashi brings down, Gemara says in Gittin, there's two reasons for this, and it's a machlaik as whether which is the real reason, but there's two reasons. One reason is because of Kilkul, and one reason is because of Knas. So the reason is Kilkul means that if a person is Megarish's wife, and he says, because she made Nedarim, then if she manages to undo the Nedarim through a Chacham, or somehow the Neder becomes Batal, then he'll say, I never would have been Megarish you if I would have known, and meanwhile she may have married someone else. So that's a Kilkul. So if we tell him, listen, if you're being Megarish's wife because of a Neder, we will not permit you to take her back. So this is final, no matter what. And Mishim Shemra, the same thing. You might find out that Shemra was not true, and then you say, oh, I never met through Megarish, and meanwhile she had married someone else, so it's a kilkul. So we say, if you are Megarish for this reason, you will never be able to take her back. The other reason is because of Knas. That since a woman got a Shemra for Arias, or because she made Nadarim, so we give her a Knas, and she can't get remarried to her husband. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm recalling that the Shiloh be Rabbim. If it's another that everybody knows about, Lo Yasser, he's not allowed to take her back. Lo Yehuda be Rabbim Yasser. But if not, it's not well known, then he could take her back. So Rabbi Yehuda actually, Rashi says, is only Knas. And therefore, if everybody knows about it, it's a big bizayin, and that's why we give her the Knas. But actually, this Kilkul is the opposite. Kilkul is not a problem, because if it's Yehuda be Rabbim, there's no Kilkul, because in the Shiloh be Rabbim, you actually can't be Mefer, which I'm going to say the Makar for soon. If she made it out, that's Rabbi. Excuse me, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol neder shetzorach hakiris chacham lo yaser. Any neder that needs hakiris chacham, that you can't take back, because you could be oiker the neder meikara, but shetzorach hakiris chacham. But if it's a kind of neder that you can't, the baal could be made for it, then he could take her back, because he can't say, oh, if I would have known, what do you mean? You could have been made for it. Why weren't you made for it? So there's no claim he would ever have to be able to say that the get was not a get. Therefore, he could take her back, because there's no kokel. And he's only concerned about kokel. Let's skip the parentheses. Amar ablazal asrit tzarech alam ne shayne tzarech. No, really, tzarech yus chamim is not a problem. And why, as I was going to explain, because Einan Roitzish Tzvash Zedish Tzvabez, and so if it needs Chakiris Chacham anyway, it wouldn't be a good, he wouldn't be able to say, oh, if I would have known, I would have had you be Mevatel your neder, because it's not true. I wouldn't want you to go to Beis and then become Nizbaza. But since Einan Tzarech is a problem, so we were Aser Tzarech also because of Einan Tzarech. Now, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's Shana Rabbi Yehuda? Teksiv. The Klaus weren't able to take revenge on them because the Nesia Ha'eda swore to them to give on him, and they couldn't be Iker their neder because they swore on Das Rabbim. Kam Rabbim, how much is Rabbim? Rabbi Nachman Yitzchakamer Shloisha, 3. Yam Shayim, Rabbim Shloisha, and Rabbi Yitzchakamer Asar means 10 because Eidik Siv. So that's the Makar that if you have Al Das Rabbim, you can't be Iker the neder. Rabbi Yerim Kol Nedesh Tzarek Yerus Chakir is Chacham Lo Yachzer Rabbi Lozer Amr Lo Yachzer Tzarecham Nesh and Yitzarech but Ma'ayke Mifgi what's the Machlek is Rabbi Meir Tzarek Al Adam Rishish Baz Yish to be based in. So therefore, if it's Tzarek Yerus is Chacham, it's also a problem, and it is a problem, and therefore we don't allow him to get remarried. And Rabbi Lozer Sabra Inan Rishish Baz Yish to be based in. So if he needs Chakir is Chacham, it essentially wouldn't be a problem, because he can't say, oh, I would have been okay with it if I knew. It's not true, he wouldn't be okay with it. But they asked the Tzarev and Hashem Yisarach. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.